It took years to get thousands of federal employees into the National Security Personnel System. Getting them out, that's another matter. NSPS, the team tasked with deconstructing the program, set a goal of moving more than 160,000 defense civilians back to the regular civil service system by the first of this month. Joining us now live in studio with this update is John James. He is the director of the National Security Personnel System Transition Office. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, we spoke earlier this year, and you had predicted that the majority of these conversions are going to be completed by the end of September. Here we are, well into October, so how'd we do?
Well, the department has completed the Secretary's guidance of transitioning the majority of employees out of NSPS to the general schedule system.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been very successful in accomplishing that goal.
And I was wondering, some people, there must be a few if you look, probably liked being in the NSPS. Did you have any kicking and screaming types of people?
Well, we were working in accordance with the guidance from Congress that said that terminated the National Defense Authorization Act of 2010 terminated the NSPS authority. So we've been working to transition employees out of NSPS to the general schedule system primarily, and there are some employees transitioning to other systems.
So tell me a bit about what it is you have to do to transition. Just take, give me a, for instance, walk me through, if there's one Fed who's in NSPS who has to go to the general schedule, how do you do that?
Each NSPS position gets classified under the general schedule system. Once that position is classified, an employee's salary is matched to the general schedule position. If an employee's salary falls between steps, that employee is awarded the higher step. If an employee's grade is below step one of a assigned grade, that employee is assigned step one of that general schedule grade. Then the employee is transitioned.
So in other words, you set up parameters for where people go, and then it's kind of automatic and not a person-by-person type of judgment.
It is not quite automatic, but we have done some modifications to our information technology system to ensure a smooth transition. The effort here is primarily to ensure that no employee suffers any decrease or loss of pay upon transition into the general schedule system.
Now, I don't know that anything like this has ever been done before, going from one system to another and back again. So are there any lessons learned or any speed bumps that you hit along the way that you had to overcome?
Well, one, this is an unprecedented effort. We are transitioning approximately 226,000 employees out of NSPS back to the general schedule system. That is more people than any other federal agency with the exception of the Veterans Administration. So we were very careful to ensure that we communicated our efforts to the employees and to leadership, that we also ensured that the information technology was in place to ensure a smooth transition. And additionally, we just made sure that we had all the plans in place and a transition plan from each component to make sure that we were ready to transition.
And a tool was developed for this. It's called the calculator, the NSPS Transition Simulator, to help employees understand this whole process. Tell us about that piece of machinery.
We put a calculator in place on our NSPS website that also includes some other tools for transitioning employees to look at. If an employee was concerned about what their pay would be and what grade they would transition to, they could look at that calculator and try to determine based on their pay and their probable grade assignment once they transition from the NSPS to the general schedule system.
We're talking with John James. He is the director of the NSPS Transition Office. Let's talk a bit about what happens next. You've got a big chunk done. How many more people need to be transitioned?
There are approximately 25% of the 226,000 employees that were originally in NSPS still remaining in NSPS. Those employees will transition between now and January 1st, 2012, as required by the National Defense Authorization Act. Those employees include employees in the Acquisition Demonstration Project, Science Technology Reinvention Laboratories. Essentially, these are employees that are in alternative performance management plans.
And so they're not going into the GS system, but into some other parallel system? Because there's a few that people are going into, I think you mentioned.
That is correct. The legislation specifically makes allowances for employees transitioning into the Acquisition Demonstration Project and Science Technology Reinvention Laboratories. And there are also some employees that are affected by base realignment and closure that we're not going to transition just yet, but we will transition them before January 1st, 2012.
Now, you're director of the transition office. Tell me about your team. How many people do you have working on this, and what sort of man hours are we talking about? Is it burning the candle at both ends around the clock?
Well, I have a direct staff of about 15 employees, but I also have employees from all the components, all the services, and the Fourth Estate. They comprise a fairly large team of well over 30 employees. That team ensures that we get everybody's opinion as we transition out and we develop the process for the next generation performance management team.
Wow. So what will you do once this whole transition is complete? I think he said January 2012, is it? Everybody's pushed out. They're gone. Shut the lights on NSPS. What does John James do at that point?
There's still more for the office to do. We have, under the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, we have some authorities in there to develop the new system. Those authorities include an enterprise-wide performance management system, hiring flexibilities, and a workforce incentive fund. We've just begun working with our labor partners to develop a team to address those issues. I'm sorry, they are not issues, but to address those authorities.
Sure, yeah, no, either way. And when you wrap things up and you have any bottom line piece of advice for folks who are coming along after you for how things like this should be done, is there anything that really stands out for you, what you've learned? Because like you said, this is unprecedented.
With any major change, you can't over-communicate that change. So we have to spend a lot of time talking with employees, talking with leadership, and talking with our labor partners to make sure they understand the direction that we're going in and what the final outcome we think it will be.
Sounds like maybe if they'd had those conversations before all of this, maybe NSPS might have survived, or can you speculate on that?
No, not really. I would tell you that we've done a good job of transitioning employees out of NSPS. We're going to continue to monitor those employees that remain in NSPS to ensure that the infrastructure is there to assure there is a smooth transition, and we're going to begin working on the new authorities outlined in the National Defense Authorization Act.